Good morning. This is the Weekend Motivator. If you're wondering what's going on, it is because it is 4:30 in the morning. I just woke up getting ready to do some journaling, and I was thinking about a question that was asked of me in the Facebook group. So I was like, you know what? Rather than typing this all out, I will turn this into a Weekend Motivator. The question was about question of the day. So for all of you who don't know, we do have lessons on the question of the day, but the short of it is that you want to ask a question each and every day in your PMP planner that puts your brain to work on something you actually want to solve. So a lot of times what we're doing is we're going through life and we're asking very ineffective questions of ourselves. So we'll sit around and mull things like, you know, why am I so fat? Why can't I get my shit together? Why is weight loss so hard for me? Why is it so difficult too? Like, how am I going to get through this stressful day? So if you think those things and you don't get aware of them and you're just thinking them as if, well, this is just normal, you need to check yourself, because what happens is your brain does not know that you don't want to solve that problem. So if you're sitting around wondering why you're so fat, guess what? Your brain is going to go to work on all the mistakes you've ever made and reminding you of them and have you spin out and dwell. If you're wondering, how am I going to get through this stressful day? Then what your brain does is it goes to work to show you all the stress that you're going to need to like combat. And really pay attention to that, because if your brain's going to work on looking for all of the stress, guys, if you're wondering, my eyes are super irritated. I'm traveling. I cannot wait to get home to where I can just like give my eyes a break. So, but if you think about it, your brain will go to work on finding all of that stress that you're going to need to pay attention to. You're going to like, your brain is going to go to work on reframing everything to be stressful. And see, we have this stressful life we need to solve. So it's really important that you, one, pay attention to the questions that you ask yourself. And when you see that, be like, oh, this is why Corinne has us prompt our brain every day to ask a powerfully worded question. Now, there's a couple things that you can do. Inside your planner, we have some suggested ones in the front. So if you're like, I'm at a loss what a powerful question is, you can go there and you can find all kinds of really good worded questions that you can use. You also can go to the Facebook community. You can say, hey, give me some ideas of powerfully worded questions you guys use every day. They will give you tons and tons and tons of responses. You can do the same thing in your accountability groups. Y'all could spend a week sharing every morning when you check in with each other. It's like, I'm doing my daily check-in. I've got my plan. This is what it is. And my powerfully worded question today is, and boom, you're out. So those are some ideas. Now, what prompted this was somebody asked about one of the questions I use frequently, which is, how can I connect to myself today without using food? And she was like, do you have any videos on that? And I'm like, you know, I don't know if I've ever actually done a video, but I can do a video. So when I think about it, I was just like, you know, how do you connect? It's very easy for us to want to go to self-care. Like, it's very easy for us to think that we're going to need to get a mani and a pedi and do all the things in order to connect. But one of the things that I think about when I think about how am I going to connect to myself today, it's like, can I listen to what I think about today versus just reacting to it? So it's the idea of listening to the things I tell myself and like correcting them, like auto correcting them. So if I think, you know, my legs don't look so good today, it's like, oh, no, we don't think that anymore. We think we have legs. Like, it's like, for me, part of the connection is, one of the ways that I really try to connect to myself is I want to hear everything I think about. I never want to be that person who is afraid to hear their thoughts. I want to be the person who wants to hear every thought, because if I hear all of them, then I can parcel out the ones that are working well from the ones that aren't working well. And I can also be the one who has to never judge myself ever for my thinking. None of you will ever, ever, ever want to run from your thinking if you quit judging it and thinking that it's causing you so much pain. Thinking doesn't cause pain unless it goes unchecked or if it's judged. It just doesn't. When you're just watching your thoughts and be like, oh, no wonder I feel like shit, it's because I'm thinking this. Then you get to look at it and you get to say, like, Is there anything else I want to think? Is there a new perspective? Or maybe it's like, you know what? I do want to feel like shit about that. I don't need to run from that. I don't want to think it's okay that kids are bullying my kid. Like, I want to think like, oh, yeah, this is what mamas do. Mamas feel sad when their kid's sad. Like, allowing for that, that is an amazing way to connect to yourself. So I think about connection isn't always just sitting around and doing luxurious things for yourself. For me, when I think about how can I connect to myself, it's like, how many times today can I hear myself think and notice what I'm thinking and question it and embrace it or change it? Because if I don't like what I'm thinking, I'm the one that's got to change it. A lot of you, like, if I'm thinking this, somebody else is going to need to change so I can start thinking something, or something else has to change in order for me to change my thinking. I'm just like, I don't want anything outside of me to ever have to change in order for me to be aware of what I think and change it. So I think of other ways, like, how do I connect to myself without food? My journal is an amazing way to do it. Spending, you know, sometimes when I'm like really on the go and stuff, I just think, you know, like, even if I have to grab a scrap of paper and just write a couple of sentences down on like what I'm grateful for today. Sometimes I'll write something down, like, you know, like, I'll just, like, if I don't have my planner with me, like right now, my planner, I'm leaving town again today, and my planner happens to be already packed and stuff. So I'm not going to have my planner out this morning and writing in it. But I do have paper on, like, I'm over here at a hotel. I have paper. And if I want to connect to myself, I can make a food plan if I want to. I can write just a couple of sentences about, like, things I want to get done today on the airplane. Like, just, like, I think about the question of how can I connect to myself without food today is more than just like things I want to do for myself. It's like really noticing the ways that you're already connecting to yourself also, and you're not giving yourself any credit for it. Some of us, sometimes we think we're so disconnected from ourselves, and we're actually pretty connected if we give ourselves the opportunity. For some of you, it's also like, if I was going to like spend some time connecting with myself today, it would be like, I want to notice how many feelings I can notice today. So for those of you that have a hard time figuring out how you're feeling a lot, spending a few days just noticing feelings, like stopping at certain times and being like, what am I feeling right now? Can I identify it? Can I put a word to it? And if you can't, and you kind of like, I don't know if this is the feeling, but I'm going to take a guess, start there. And if you can't even come up with a word, at least drop into your body and be like, what's happening in my body right now? Do I notice if I'm tense? Do I notice if I'm relaxed? Are my muscles uptight? Are my muscles relaxed? What's going on in my neck? What's going on in my eyes? Like, just sometimes, like, how fast am I blinking? What's going on in my stomach? Just listening for body cues, even that is like connecting. So think about connection is, I listen to the things I think, checking in with my body. I'm actively writing things to myself. Those are all really good ways to connect. And the reason why this is important and the reason why I'm like harping on it is because I notice with overeating, the majority of the people who can't get a hold of their overeating are the ones who are most disconnected from how they think. They're usually the ones not journaling. Or journaling irregularly. Like, I only journal when I'm doing a restart. But then when I make mistakes, I give up on the journaling. I only journal during restart time. I only journal when I'm highly motivated. Like, oh my God, it's Monday. Oh my God, it's the first of the month. Oh my God, it's this. Like, those people are the ones who are only connected when they think they have the perfect start time. And then they disconnect when they think anything's gone wrong. And so it's like, connection to me and weight loss are so closely tied because you have to know what's going on in your body. It's really important to understand what's going on in your brain. And it's really important for you to feel like you have your own back. Like, I really try to teach you guys the power of like being aware of what you think. It is giving you the power of also having your own back, where you can always be your biggest cheerleader. You always get to be your biggest supporter. You get to be the one who like picks you up when you're feeling down. Like, you get to be like almost like that person we all seek outside of ourselves. Okay, I hope you enjoy it. If you have any questions, please feel free to post in here. Tag your buddies, accountability groups. I would love for you guys, like, here's a couple ideas of how to take this video and make it purposeful for your buddies, your partners, and your groups. Not only watch it, step one, but maybe spend a week where you guys do check in. So every morning, everyone does a less than 1 minute check-in, and you're just like, here's my plan for the day. Here is my powerfully worded question for the day, and the way I'm going to connect to my body and to myself today without using food is, and do that for a week. Some of you, like if you all are like, you know what, feelings are really the one thing that we need to work on, then what y'all got, what all of you can do is you can watch your feelings for the day. And then when you do your morning check-in, you check in with your 24-hour plan. You tell everybody what your powerfully worded question is for the day. And then report on the day before the top two feelings you felt for the day. Like, what are the two that you identified as you felt the most the day before? That is really powerful because it will start showing you over a week some patterns. Like for me, it used to be like one of my top feelings, I'm not kidding guys, was I would go through most of my days feeling anger. I would just get pissed at shit all the time. Like the littlest of things, I'd get pissed when I was driving. I'd get pissed when I was working and somebody would interrupt me. I'd get like pissed if the cat vomited. Like I just would always drop into being angry all the time. And it was not until I really started paying attention to my feelings that I was like, we got a problem if our, like we used to do this when I was in LCS, we would track for a whole month our top three feelings every single day. So I'm just doing two for you guys, okay, for a week. And I noticed that the majority of the days, anger was one of my feelings. Well, guess what? I wasn't going to be able to get my cats to quit vomiting, and traffic wasn't going to get better anytime soon. There was like, and I was still going to get email, and I was still going to have people need me. So I needed to get a grip on my anger and my outlook. I didn't need to like reroute Metro Davidson County in order for me to get like a hold of my emotions. So I really went to work on my perspective and how I talk to myself. I started practicing patience when I wanted to get angry. And it is amazing how much things changed. So that's just a couple of ideas. If you have other ideas, accountability groups, post them in the thread of this video. We would love to know what you guys are going to do with this. All right. Have a good one, y'all. Bye.